I want to speak to Juanisa Johnston Kasim, who is the director of the foundation. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning.
Yes, indeed, Absheni, and all the great things. Juanisa, tell me, this year obviously will introduce a different way of doing things. Being a pandemic, you have to approach feeding the needy in a different way. How will you be doing it this year?
Well, this year, knowing that it's still the cold, it'll still be cold, and we'll still be, people are still hungry. Mr. Rafin, as you mentioned earlier, we do normally on the Grand Parade where we do distribution of food and blankets and warm beanies. We are now going to where the people are sleeping in the corners under the bridges, you know, where they're sleeping at, on the street to them, and be handing out food, blankets, and soap, which we've received from a donor, just knowing with COVID, knowing that we must wash our hands, even though we know water is a problem they might not have. But this is what we received, and we'll be distributing that to those who need it the most.
Well, that does actually play on my mind very often, actually, is that people who are sleeping rough or who are roofless struggle to find, and even those who have roofs, struggle to find clean water to wash their hands, which is the most prevalent thing and the most important thing during a pandemic. In terms of responding to the pandemic, it seems that the Woolworths has come to your partnership, and you'll be distributing samp and beans to these people.
Tonight we'll be distributing samp and beans. Woolworths has given us some lovely goodies, which we'll be handing out as well. And not just that, another donor also gave us some soap. So yes, wow, that it will be part of our distribution. We're still appealing. We don't have sufficient blankets. So we're still appealing to people for warm beanies and blankets. But that's far, those are the things that we'll be distributing on the longest night.
I have blankets at my house. I have beanies at my house. Where do I send them?
At 154 Antelope Street in Bridgetown, we will also collect if it's a lot. Or on corner Thornton or Biscuiton Road, those are the two places that people can. If they're in Mitchell's Plain, they can also take it to our Mitchell's Plain office. No problem.
All right. I caught two out of three of those. I got 154 Antelope Street at Bridgetown, and I got Mitchell's Plain office. And the one in between was?
Corner Thornton and Biscuiton Road.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, we will send out that message all morning. Thank you so much for letting us know, and we are so grateful for the work that you do. And otherwise, if we do get direct messages of support, we will pass them on to you.
Definitely, we'll definitely appreciate that.
Thank you
and
so much.
And if people want to do any bank transfer, they
yes.
can. Mr. Rafin Foundation, Standard Bank, and our branch code is 025909, and the account is 072-778-377. Or they can visit us on www.mrdafin.org.za.
Brilliant. Juanisa, thank you so much, and all the best with your endeavors. Juanisa Johnston Kasim is the director of the Mr. Rafin Foundation.